This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. State lawmakers are deeply divided along party lines over the need for the special legislative session called to fight proposed federal COVID vaccination and testing rules. 35 House members and 17 senators voted to hold the special session, enough to attain a majority approval in the 60-seat lower and 30-seat upper chambers. The rules need two-thirds approval from both the House and Senate. If the rules aren't approved, the leaders plan to adjourn. All nine Democrats either boycotted the poll or voted against the session. A man trying to get out of a drunk driving charge Saturday claimed his four-year-old was driving. When he was pulled over by deputies near Wilson Way, the man said his four-year-old son was sitting on his lap and was the one who was actually driving. He refused a field sobriety test and a breathalyzer. Deputies arrested him and took him into the jail, and he was given a blood test for intoxication. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Gillette City Council is working on a budget amendment as a measure to keep employees. The amendment, which includes $1.1 million for cost of living adjustments and wage adjustments, will receive its third and final reading at a special meeting this evening at 6 o'clock. All city employees would receive a 3% cost of living adjustment. Additionally, there will be an increase for police officers and journeyman linemen. That adjustment doesn't include the city council, city administrator, or city attorney. The last cost of living adjustment was in 2018. Gas prices in Gillette have dropped for the second week in a row, bucking the national trend. Gas prices averaged about $3.45 a gallon as of yesterday, according to a daily survey of all the stations in the state. Gas prices in the state are unchanged and stand at $1.27 a gallon higher than last year. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.